Howdy.
My name is Ryan Kreider, and I had the honor in serving as Reveille 8's last handler my sophomore year. And I'd like to just take a second and thank everyone for being here, as well as President Young, Dr. Pugh, Dr. Presnell, and Ellie Greenbaum for your beautiful remarks, and also General Ramirez for your leadership in planning the ceremony. Thank you so much. And thank you for the opportunity to say a few words today. 10 years ago, today, Reveille 8 began her service as the 8th mascot of Texas A&M University. It was not only an important day in her life and in the history of Texas A&M, but my life as well. This is because on August 30th, 2008, Ms. Reveille and I entered into Kyle Field for the very first time, one as a new mascot and the other as a Fighting Texas Aggie. You see, in 2008, my family and I decided to move to College Station to follow my dad's career path here to Texas A&M. And as the first game approached, my dad was actually asked to be a guest coach, and of course, I convinced him to bring me along with him. Game day arrived, and I remember watching and admiring the Corps as they marched into Kyle Field, and as well as seeing the teams from the sideline warm up. And I also distinctly remember singing the Spirit of Aggieland for the very first time. As we experienced the 12th man for the very first time, I remember, and I'll never forget, my dad saying to me, "Ryan, this is where you're meant to be." Among all the excitement, I never noticed the young, beautiful collie who, like me, was experiencing her first Aggie football game. It wasn't until years later that I realized we shared this day together. Now, 10 years later, we share it again. There were so many great memories that Reveille and I experienced together. Like John had mentioned, I also saw firsthand how she inspired and touched so many lives. Whether it was a photo or a surprise visit at a children's hospital, the excitement that she brought into a room was unlike any other. I also personally witnessed the pride that she brought so many as company to march on game day, and I remember the roar of the 12th man as we sprinted across Kyle Field. Her impact on my life was much more than a simple block on a sideline. Serving as her handler and visiting her over the years at the Stevenson Center has truly deepened my love for Texas A&M and the traditions that we hold so dear. Reveille was beautiful, she was intelligent, and she was loving. And in my opinion, was one of the best mascots this university ever saw. I can only hope that someday we will all see her again. God bless Texas A&M, and God bless Ms. Reveille, ma'am. Thank you.